We are going to start a new Coptic year. The church wants to fill their sons and daughters that to be aware of the second coming, to be aware of their everlasting life. In brief, to be aware of their salvation. So today I've talked to you in three short points. First, the rewards. He will reward in his second coming. Second, the judgment, the scene of judgment. The third, his description of the way he is coming. First of all, the rewards that he will do to people, whether they are good or bad. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, it says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be." This means that each one will give an account of all his deeds, all his words, all his actions. We keep it in our mind, because if we have to start a new Coptic year, we have also to start a new life with Jesus Christ and put his commandments inside our hearts and in our minds in order to get a good reward. This is the first point. The second point, which is the scene of judgment. It says in Revelation 20, chapter 12, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works." This is also the way, how do people who passed away, how do they come again? Suppose somebody was drowned in the ocean or in a river, and all his bones finished, and all his flesh had been eaten by fish. How can his body come back again? Here, the river or the ocean water will give those who died in it. Also, fire will give those who were burned. This is the scene of judgment, where all of us will stand on that day to give an account of our deeds. As for the believers, all the sins they have confessed, it will never be mentioned to them again. because the book, the Bible, promised that they have been removed totally. The third point, the way he is coming. It says in Revelation 2, chapter 1, verse 7, "Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Here I would like to tell you who pierced him. Who pierced him? The usual answer is the Jews who crucified him. But today I give you another meaning. You are the one who pierced Jesus Christ again. Every time you do lie or you do any sin, you are crucifying Jesus again. That's why the church wants to let everybody to watch, and to pray in order to be washed from the sins permanently. All your life on earth, you have to be prepared for the day you have to see Jesus Christ. You may not wait for the second coming. Nobody knows where he is coming, when he is coming. Because he told us in this gospel today that nobody knows. And don't be deceived by anybody tell you that the day of judgment or the second coming of Jesus Christ is in a specific date. Don't believe them. But the other meaning of seeing Jesus Christ is after our life ends on earth, we will be there in the paradise, where we can wait till the second coming come, and this is the day where his judgment will be. Glory be to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one God. Amen. Sayyidina Amba Daniel will pray for us on the 20th of this month, so Sunday. And I wish you to attend, and it's like a great occasion to declare to you that